Right.
This is Ruth.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, so obviously start off a bit like Sylvia's. I was baptised as a baby in a little village church in Cumbria. Went through Church of England school, confirmed. And then lo and behold, I had a bit of a blip in my life. My health deteriorated. This is sort of when I was in my 40s. My dad died suddenly within a week. There was a family feud. It was just all kicking off, and I wasn't in a good place and just needed help. But anyway, I did start going back to our local church in Cockermouth, and I don't know, it just left me cold somehow. I couldn't feel God there. I couldn't talk to him. But who says God hasn't got a sense of humour? He then, through a friend who wasn't a Christian, but she said, I think you need to talk to Chris and Jill. They're Christians. She knew that. And I said, okay, fine, whatever. So we got together on a regular basis. They went to an evangelical church in Cockermouth. And they just, you know, sort of prayed with me, talked about the Bible, shared about their lives and how they came to know Jesus. And it was just the fact that they had this relationship with Jesus, which was so personal. It was just, they lived and breathed Jesus. They just, I don't know, they had the problems of their own, but they just seemed to be able to get through because they could trust Jesus to be there with them. And this is, I thought, I need Jesus, definitely. So one day I said, can I ask Jesus into my life? And Chris said, yeah, we'll just, you know, say the prayer, just ask for forgiveness and ask him into your life. And this is what I did. And I mean, wow, the Holy Spirit really just hit me big time. I mean, if I hadn't been sitting down, I would have been flat on the floor, started speaking in tongues, just didn't know what I was saying. But I mean, I came away from that room just feeling so at peace and just so loved by Jesus that I thought, I can face anything now. I mean, just bring it on, yeah. But then God in his had another joke and on us, and he said, right, you're going down to the deep south. I thought, oh, really, I don't want to leave Cumbria, but hey-ho, here we are. I've been to many churches, different denominations, but honestly, DBC is just on another level. It's amazing. You're all amazing. That's why I'm doing this in front of you today, because I just feel that God is telling me, you just got to make this public now, Ruth. Just go with it. And yeah, so that's my story.
Thank you.
Thank you.